In this week's parasha, Parshas Vayakel, the Torah tells us about the generosity, the nedivus of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, in donating towards the construction of the Mishkan of the Tabernacle. And the campaign was so successful, probably the most successful campaign in Jewish history, that Moshe Rabbeinu needed to tell them to stop donating towards the construction of the base of the Mishkan, because all the materials which were necessary were already brought. Based on this, I'd just like to discuss a related topic, which is discussed in Yeridea, the Code of Jewish Law, and Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Mem Tes, Hilchot Tzedakah, the Laws of Tzedakah. The Ramban, his glosses in Sifyat Gimel, writes that a person shouldn't be haughty, and they shouldn't glorify themselves with the Tzedakah that they give. But he says, nonetheless, someone who dedicates something for Tzedakah, Mutter Sheyichtayv Shemaya Alav, he could write his name on it, he could have a dedication plaque, She'elay Lezikaran, that it should be a serve as a remembrance for him, I guess, when they pass, or even at that time, and it's even proper to do so. So a person could have a plaque, they could have their name written on a list of donors, but nonetheless, they shouldn't be haughty about it. It's a balance. The source for this Ramah is the Rashba and Chuvos, Simen Tov Kuf Pe Aleph. And one of the sources the Razor brings to explain the importance and why it's proper for someone to even publicize their name on a building, for example, is based on a Medrash in Rus Rabbah, Parshasahei Piskavav, which states a very interesting thing about three stories in Tanakh. It says, if Reuven would have known that the Torah will write in Bereishis, Perek Lamed Zayin, by Yishma Reuven Ve'atzelu Miyadam, that the Torah writes that when Yosef was placed into the bar, into the pit, Reuven's plan, the Torah recounts that Reuven's plan was to come back and pick Yosef out of the pit and to save him. And the Medrash says, if Reuven would have known that his hidden intentions would have been publicized in the Torah, he would have taken Yosef out immediately and carried him back on his shoulders to his father. And similarly, it says about Aaron HaKohen that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Hashem that I don't want to go be the leader of the Jewish people, because my elder brother Aaron, he should really be the leader. And Hashem says, don't worry when he hears about your success. He'll have joy when he hears about your success. And indeed, the Torah says later, Vayishak, that Aaron gave Moshe a kiss when he came to greet him. He was excited about Moshe becoming the leader of the Jewish people, and he didn't have any jealousy. He was filled with joy. And the Medrash says, if Aaron would have known that that would be recounted in the Torah, he would have greeted Moshe with music and dancing. And similar about Boaz and the Sefer Rus, Megillas Rus, it says that he gave her parched grain. And the Medrash says, if he would have known that it would have recounted the chesed, the kindness that he did with her, he wouldn't just give her some grain. Even though it says he gave her a lot of grain that she had leftovers, but he would have fed her agalim petumos, fat calves. He would have given her delicacies if he would have known that it would have been publicized in the Torah. And seemingly from this Medrash, the Rashi was understanding that if something's going to be publicized, you'll do it better, you'll give more, and will inspire others to give more. And that's the reason why a person should have their name publicized, because it will make one want to give more, and not necessarily to glorify themselves, but encourage themselves to give a proper amount in accordance of their means, if they know it's going to be publicized. And as well, it would also encourage others to follow in their generosity to give more. I once heard from someone, I don't remember where, they said, but obviously we know there's an advantage to giving in a private way. There's something beautiful about that. So the suggestion, the eitzah that they gave was, let's say a person is going to give $20 or $20,000. So instead, publicize on the donors list, we'll say we give $18 or $18,000, and the extra $2,000 or $20, whatever it may be, that part you give hidden. So you get both milos. You have the advantage of giving privately, but you also have this advantage of when you give, it will encourage you to give a proper amount when you see that it's going to be publicized, in addition to the fact that it will encourage others to give following in your ways. Ramesh Sternbach and Shuvas Van Hagas, I believe it's Chelik Beis, Simon Pei Aleph, he makes a distinction between giving towards an institution, a yeshiva, or a shul, a Beis HaKnesses, versus giving towards aniyim. He says that this inyan of publicizing is much more applicable when it comes to giving towards an institution, because when it comes to aniyim, there may be a little bit of embarrassment if people know that this person is the big donor giving to these aniyim. When it comes to the institution, no one has a trace of embarrassment necessarily, and therefore that there'd be even more of a reason to publicize the donors when it comes to an institution. But he does write that the donor shouldn't be requesting the honor, and rather it should come from the people that runs the institution. If they want to have, let's say, a meal, a suda, to thank the donors, it shouldn't be the donors requesting that you have a meal to thank us. But in regards to writing your name, it seems like the person themselves could request in a humble way, in a proper way, that they want their name as a zikaron written on the building. And that's what the Rama writes. I think Rav Sternbach was saying that about other pseudos, that it shouldn't come from the donors requesting honor. Just to end off with one more point, we quoted this medrash, which seemingly seems to be critical of these great people. It's interesting to note that the Reb Tzadik HaKohen Milublin, his Sefer Divrei Seifrim, takes a different twist on that medrash, and he explains that the medrash is really saying that if they would have known, they would have done it in a more grandiose way. But he says, in a certain sense, that takes away from the purity of the action. In other words, let's talk about Boaz. Have the goodness of his heart in a pure way, he gave Ruth food. And he gave her fine food, he gave her grains, and he gave her a nice amount, and that was pure. If he would have known that it would be publicized, says the Medrash, he would have done it in a more grandiose way, but that would have taken away from the purity. Not that he would be doing it to be haughty, but rather would take away from the purity. I'm doing this solely because this is the right thing to do. This is the Ratzon Hashem. This is the desire of Hashem to do goodness for another person. But if you know it's going to be publicized, then you're almost doing it because you know how important this action is. And Sadiq is writing, when we don't even realize that this is called the chash of the act, this is called something which is valued very much, and I'm doing it simply because it's the right thing to do, that in a certain sense has even more of a chashivis. And he says that's the way to interpret the medrash, not that it's being critical of them, but rather it's pointing out how pure their actions were. And they were doing it simply because it's the right thing. So may we all follow in our forefathers' ways and be generous, and be generous in the right way, and not searching for honor, and doing things with purity and wholesomeness.